Hey there, this is Joshua. Thank you very much for being here. So I want to start this call by asking you a question. And in many ways, to me, this is the most profound question. I don't actually know if there's really a deeper question that I can ask you. And it actually sounds so simple. And of course, it's a question you've heard before. But in the way I'm going to ask you, or in the way that I mean it, and that we'll talk about it, again, I think this is an incredibly profound and powerful question. And the question simply is, what do you want? What do you want? You know, it's so easy in this day and age in our culture to start to think about the material things, right? I want a new iPod. I want a new cell phone. I want a new car, a house, or this vacation. It's so easy to go there. But if you really think about that, if you really just slow down and stop and just contemplate that question, what do I want? There really is no more powerful question, because it's just like, here I am, sitting here in time and space, just sitting here in the middle of the universe, my future in front of me, and what do I want? It's like, what do I really want to create? Who do I want to be? Because that's really what the question is getting at, it's who do I want to be? So what I really want to focus on in this call is playing around with that question a little bit. I want to do an exercise, and in some ways it's similar to what we did in the coaching program early on, but I want to do it on a bigger scale right now. So it doesn't really matter what time frame you want to start to think about this. You can think about it in terms of, who do you want to be 5 years from now? Who do you want to be 10 years from now? Who do you want to be 1 year from now? It doesn't really matter. It could be 3 months from now. But I really want you to just take a few moments and just meditate on this question. What do I want? Because the question really is, below that is, who do I want to be? You know, how do I want to show up in my life? Now, of course, a part of that is really relevant to our conversation in this program, because we're talking about weight loss and health and personal development, is, what do I want to look like? You know, what do I want my body to look like? What do I want my health to be like? What kind of clothes do I want to be fitting into 5 years from now, 10 years from now? I mean, that's an extension of, who do I want to be? How do I want to show up in terms of my health and in terms of my body? Because the truth is that we all just, so much of the time, just live in the present moment thinking, all right, I'm working towards losing 10 pounds. I'm working towards losing 15 pounds. And we're just so, you know, focused in the moment, pushing forward, but sometimes it's like pushing a boulder uphill. And sometimes it's actually good to walk to the top of the hill and look around and contemplate the process from an altitude, where you have some perspective on things. So that's really kind of what this exercise is getting to, is if you go forward into the future, a year, 5 years, whatever it is, where do you really want to be? How do you want to be looking? So take a moment. And if you need to come back to this when you can actually sit down and do some writing, then that's great. But I want you to think forward to a period in time that just feels right to you. And you can do this exercise at many, you know, multiple times. You can do it based on a 6-month time frame. You can do it based on a 2-year time frame or 5 years. Just start with something that just feels simple and natural for you. Maybe it's just a year or 2 years. You know, everyone sort of has a different goal. Some people are in a phase in their life when they're really just working and thinking about the next 6 months, and that's really what they're working on, and that's totally appropriate. Some people are thinking, all right, you know, I've had a lot of life experience, and I kind of know where I'm at and where I'm going, and I really want to start to project forward 10 years, let's say, into the future, and really starting to conceptualize where I want to be at that time. So again, I don't have any particular bias about which amount of time is the time to focus on, but I want you just to find something that just feels right to you. So just take a couple deep breaths for a moment and just think about that. What kind of time frame would you like to work on in terms of really creating a picture of where you want to be in your life? And we're going to talk about this in terms of your health and your body, but also in terms of some other things as well. So just sit for a second with that question. How far into the future do you want to project for this exercise? Just take a moment or two and just think about that. And of course, you can pause the recording here and work on that too. So I want you to go forward in your mind to that period in time. And I want you to start to think about what you look like. What do you look like physically? If you look in the mirror, what do you see? What kind of clothes are you wearing? What kind of clothes do you want to be wearing? What kind of activities do you want to be doing? And who are you doing them with? What are your relationships like? Are they growth-filled? Are they about learning and communication? Are they passionate? Are they loving? Are they compassionate? Really start to let this picture take shape. How do you manage your emotions? How do you deal with things when stress comes up? How do you communicate to your husband or your wife? How do they communicate with you? How do you communicate with your children if you have them? How do you handle conflicts? What kind of work are you doing? You can go as far and as deep with this as you want, but I just want to, again, climb to the top of that hill together here and just get a deeper perspective, because it's so useful to have an image or a template that we're working towards in terms of who we want to become. Because the truth is that the choices we're making right now are who we're becoming. I'll say it again. The choices we're making right now are who we are becoming. So this exercise just takes us to that point in the future where we're already that person, where we're already creating that visualization, that image of where we want to be. Instead of just pushing forward from the present moment, going to that point in time, whether it's a year or two or four or five in the future, and looking back. So really let yourself just be there at that point in time. And again, you can revisit the questions that I asked you before. What are your relationships like? How do you manage your emotions? How do you communicate with the people in your life, your coworkers, your family, your husband or your wife, your children? Really getting a sense of what it's like. And again, come back to the sense of your body. You know, what does your body feel like? How's your energy level? What does it feel like to move around in your body? What kind of clothes are you wearing? How do they feel on your body? When you're out in a social situation, how do you feel? What kind of presence or what kind of signal do you send out to people that are around you? How do you want them to be attracted to you or drawn to you or relating to you? And if you want, you can pause the recording here and just, you can meditate on this. Really just sort of feel this out. And in some ways that can be a really nice thing to do, just to let yourself just really embody that, really feel that. Like literally as if it were already done, if you were already being there, just having the experience, stepping into it, if you will, of being there, that place, that point in the future and time when you're having that experience. Now, what I said before is that the choices you're making right now are creating who you're going to become. It's like the clay that this sculpture is being formed from, the sculpture of your future, who you're going to be. But in this exercise, I also want to go in the opposite direction. And again, if you went to the coaching program, then you'll remember we did this very early on in week three with the visualization that we did. And this is just on a bigger scale in many respects. So you have this picture of where you want to be in a year or two or five. And by now, you've spent some time really just letting yourself soak into that and get a picture of it and get a sense of what your life is like and how things are happening for you. And what I want you to do is look back in time. From that point in the future, look back now towards the present moment. Look back, and I want you to start to notice the kinds of behaviors you had to do in order to get there. What had to be true now in order for that to be true then? Or what has to be true now? Meaning, what has to be true in your life now? How do you have to handle conflicts? How do you have to handle stress? How do you have to communicate with others? How do you have to make food choices when you're at a party? You know, how do you have to deal with things when you're alone on a weekend? So this is a great way to also analyze and evaluate our behaviors right now, is to create this compelling vision of where we want to be in the future, and then looking back from there, looking back from the top of the hill, looking back down towards the starting point, towards right now, and looking at those behaviors that we have to have in place now so that we can grow into that person we want to be, so we can grow towards that point in our life where we really want to be, where we want to have this experience that we've been focusing on. What I want you to do is I want you to start to write down all the things. And if you have to pause the recording, then do that. You can pause for 20 minutes if you have to. It doesn't matter. But what I want you to do is I want you to pause and really write out an exhaustive list, like almost to the point where you can't think of anything else. If you fill out 3 or 4 pages in a journal, then that's fine. But really start to think about those behaviors that have to be present now in order for you to be having that experience at that point in the future. So you can take as long as you need with this, and that's one of the benefits of having a recording like this, is you can work with it at your own pace. So I want you to just take a few moments and just really think that through and really identify all those things that you have to do in your relationships, in your work life, in terms of your health, in your physicality, really focusing on all those different things, really getting as specific as you can about the specific behaviors that you need to start really embodying now. Now, what you're going to find is that you'll have a list of things, and some of them you probably already know how to do those things. You know, you already know how to, let's say, communicate really effectively when you're having an argument with your husband. You know, something you may already know how to do. But you're also probably going to find that there are things that come up on that list that were really important that you don't really know how to do or that you're not so good at already. And that's fine. In fact, it's really just important to notice that and to be aware of that, because the reality is that getting where we want to be is going to require different skills, some which we already have. Like I said before, you may know how to really communicate really effectively with your husband when you have a conflict, when there's a problem or something happens with the children. But other things, like when you get stressed and making good food choices, you may not be good at. So it's really important to start to recognize the area where you need skills, but you don't necessarily have them already. Because one of the most important things in life, in terms of being successful in any area that we want to be successful in, is getting the right skills, which means basically getting new learning. You know, our bad habits are the result of bad learning that we picked up somewhere along the way. Maybe we got it from our parents. Maybe we got it from television. Maybe we got it from our teachers. Maybe we just invented it on our own. But the problems, the things that we look at our life and say, oh, this is a problem that I have, or areas where we're not happy or we're not satisfied, usually in one way or another, it's the result of some kind of bad learning. We don't have that skill. Now, the great news is that we can pretty much learn any skill we need in order to get different results, in order to become more effective. So what really has to happen then is getting those new skills. So what I want you just to focus on now is just 2 or 3 things from your list. Just 2 or 3 things that you can work on for the next week. Just, you know, it can be simple things. It can be things that you're already good at, and maybe some things you need to develop skill at. And what I'd actually like you to do is have a little bit of both. I'd like to have at least one thing that you're already good at, that you really want to just remind yourself of and practice and work on, but also one thing that's on your list in terms of a behavior you have to have that you may not yet already have the skill in place in order to be able to do that really effectively. So, because this gives you something to work on. It almost gives you like a little bit of a project or a homework assignment. And I want you to then think of one place or one way you could get that skill. You know, where could you get some of that new learning to help you with that? You could find it from just talking with a good friend who maybe is already good at that, or getting feedback in your peer trainer group. I mean, in many ways, that's really what Peer Trainer was designed to do, to be a peer learning program where you could learn from different people. Maybe it's from, if you work with a coach or a therapist, it's something you can work on there. You know, it's good to have different people in our lives to learn different things from. Maybe your husband or your wife is really good at something that you're not, and you can work on that. So again, it doesn't really matter where you get it, but I want you to focus on one thing, one skill that you don't yet have, that you don't do yet very well, and really start to focus on that and work on that. Because, again, these skills and these choices we make now are the building blocks. It's the building blocks for that future that we're going to create. You know, the quality of your life is ultimately the sum of the choices you make. And in many ways you could say that your happiness or the ability to be really to get where you want to be in life is going to come as a result of being able to make really good choices. Life is a series of choices. Some are big choices about where we're going to live, who we're going to marry, what kind of career we're going to follow, and some are small choices. What am I going to have for lunch? How am I going to deal with a conflict with this coworker? How am I going to deal with a conflict with a friend? How am I going to deal with the simple stuff? How am I going to deal with the person who cut me off in traffic? Because even those little things sometimes can have a ripple effect throughout our day. So I'm going to leave it there, but I want you to be thinking about that. Just to recap, you know, we do this exercise from going up to the top of the hill and looking back towards the present moment and really getting clear on those skills and those tools we need in order to get where we want to be at that point in the future, in order to really embody and inhabit our lives in that particular way. And then I really want you to focus on the specific behaviors you need in order to get there. Some you'll be good at and some you won't be so good at, and that's fine. Gives us something really to focus on, something very specific to be working on. So with that, you have an awesome day, and I'll be talking to you very soon. Have a great one.